Day 26 is WSGW and your morning team show of Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you together in the studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Lions fight song that we are playing for you this morning because we
didn't know the Lions had one.
Well, they do.
Yeah. Didn't know they had any fight. That's
they played after every touchdown at Ford Field. Don't just let it go. Yeah. Let it go. Okay?
Don't have to say it.
No, that's one of those things that's pretty much you insert the line right there of the joke. A couple of Lions things. You know, well, Pat, in your sports, your last story that you had just moments ago was talking about how the Lions going to have a new kicker since Matt Prater's now signed with Arizona.
Yes.
Wow.
That's
disappointing.
I didn't hear that.
That's
really disappointing.
There was talk during the offseason. He didn't have a great season, but I think it was more along the lines. He's 36. He's got a big contract. Lions still looking to clear cap space and things like that.
Well, you know what? The Lions needed a fresh start, so let them get it all the way around. What the heck?
No, they're getting it.
They're
getting it.
Including, of course, at the quarterback position. And on our morning team page, I'm going to put up a link. Have you heard that Matthew Stafford has released a 9-minute
yes.
farewell video to Lions fans?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Not just a quick 30 seconds. Thanks for everything. See ya. No, 9 minutes. It's a produced piece. It's really well done. I mean, starting from his beginnings in youth football to being drafted, playing for Georgia, and then some of the highlights from his career.
Wow.
Many in Detroit.
Yeah.
Production.
Many highlights. It really was. And talking about Detroit itself, when he first arrived, it was a city that was really struggling. Of course, when he first arrived, the economic struggles and such and the turnaround, it's very well done. Yeah. And I'll put a link up on our morning team page if you want to catch it. But, he's saying farewell in a highly produced piece.
Yeah.
So you can show a picture of him driving his F-150 with the pink child seats in it?
I don't think it did.
I'm not sure it did.
And the Detroit Tigers also said farewell to Matthew Stafford.
I didn't hear that.
They, I think on Twitter and Facebook, they put a picture of him throwing the first pitch.
Oh.
And it just said, thank you, Matthew.
Oh, cool. So,
yeah, that was pretty cool.
A nice amicable parting, as we say.
Yep.
There's and kind of connected to Matt Stafford, there's another funny story. you heard the Lions and Rams are about to launch another trade. Of course, Lions and Rams had the quarterback trade.
Yep.
Stafford goes to the Rams. We get Jared Goff. And now we're apparently getting ready to get a defensive tackle for the Rams, Michael Brockers.
Mm-hmm.
People are pointing out to Michael Brockers that when that trade happened, you've heard this?
All right, go ahead.
When Stafford came to the Rams and Goff went to Detroit, Brockers sent out a tweet, and his tweet was this: is it a level up again for the Rams to acquire Stafford and to send away Goff? In my heart, deeply, just understanding what he brings, Stafford, it's a level up. It's a level up.
So he was kind of
tossing some shade at quarterback Jared Goff.
Who's now his quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's now his quarterback again.
Exactly. So now he's going along with him, eh?
Can you imagine that locker room visit now?
Oh, a little chilly.
If I'm Goff, I don't refer to him as Michael Brockers. I refer to him as Level Up. That's his new nickname.